So we join our hearts. Can we welcome Ife? So he's going to give us the word for 30 minutes. All right, welcome, Anna. Welcome.
Hallelujah. Praise God. All right. Okay. So, thank you, Jesus. Can we just say a prayer? Lord, we are grateful. Thank you. Thank you for today. Thank you for your word that you're about to speak to us. We ask, O God, that every heart to be open to receive in the name of Jesus. And we ask, O God, that you speak to us in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So nice to be back. Nice. Thank you. Even though how long I've been waiting for when I'll come back to this church when I was in school. Well, thank God. As in, and in this break, I was so happy. Lord have mercy on me. Well, I want to thank Pastor Kenyon for this privilege to minister. I was not really expecting it. I just wanted to come and enjoy myself because somehow it's not easy to be far away from what you have been used to. And I'm looking at myself and I'm like, I tried 6 months. I felt so good the Wednesday I came. Praise God. So without wasting time. Okay. Alright. So I didn't know what to talk on, but then I just looked at what God is teaching me, and then I think I'll just talk about that. And I'll be talking about love. Praise God. Love. Yes, God is teaching me love. Because when I went to school, after I think the first semester, entering the second semester, it just, you know, when it's, and funny enough, I didn't even know that it was this thing that I was lacking. This thing called love. So, let's open to John chapter 3, verse 16. John 3, verse 16, we all know it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. Hallelujah. So I wrote in my book, it all started with love. The reason why all of us we are seated here is because God so loved the world. Praise God. Salvation was brought about by the love of God for mankind. So if God did not love us, he will not send his only Son to die for us. If you are not interested in something, if you don't love something, you will definitely not do anything about it. Right? Alright. So, we're going somewhere. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 13 confirms it that even before, you know, the reason why there is faith is because there was love first. And the reason why there is hope is because there was love. And that's what 1 Corinthians 13, verse 13 is saying. And now abide faith, hope, love, these three. But the greatest of these is love. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So it was love, it was the love of God towards you and I that bettered faith and gave hope to us. Hallelujah. So this means that for everything that we'll be doing in the faith as Christians, as children of God, the basis of it all is love, right? So for everything that we'll be doing, everything has to start with love. Praise God. And, okay. So, who should we love? I wrote in my book, our brothers and sisters. Let's open to Matthew 22, 37 to 40. It's where Jesus was talking to. He was saying that this commandment, the commandment that he has, so please can we open this so that I will not say this thing. Let me open my Bible here. Okay. Matthew 22. I think I'll read from my Bible. All right, Matthew 22, 37 to 14. Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment." So, who are we supposed to love first? The Lord. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Hallelujah. Amen. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Let's open to Luke 6, 27 to 28. I think that place tells us of and that person that we should love. Luke 6, 27 to 28. It says, "But I say to you who hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you." But then I'll not read. Okay, let me just read the 28. "Bless those who curse you and pray for those who spitefully use you." So the love here that you're talking about is love your enemies. That means those people that don't like you, those people that use you, those people that used to say bad things about you, love them. Right? Yes. So, and those people can be your neighbor. So we're still saying the same thing, right? We're still saying that Matthew 22, 37 to 40, that the first great one is to love the Lord our God with all our hearts, our soul, and our mind. I think another version will say with all our strength. Praise God. And I wrote here that it is also important to know that it is not just the bedrock, that love is not just the bedrock of Christianity. It is also a commandment. God has commanded us to love. Praise God. So it's not just that you need love to do the things that you need to do, because there are things that we need to do. Right? As Christians, we need to evangelize. We need to pray. And those things is love. It's love that will help you to do those things. So, it's not just the bedrock, but it's also a commandment. God has commanded us to love. John 15, 17. John 15, verse 17. It says, "These things I command you, that you love one another." It is possible to say you love God and not love his people. Praise God. I think that that's one thing that I realized when I was in school. They gave me the position of assistant general secretary. So my work is just to be assisting the general secretary, right? And so the theme of our session that we're in, that they have shut down. They say the theme is reaping the harvest. And then, you know, we have to, and because it's growing, in it's kind of growing, so we need people. The goal was like get people. And so we go out to evangelize. I had one of my issue before was evangelizing. But at least when I entered, evangelizing became easy somehow. But then it's not just to evangelize. They still work after, you know, you preach to them, you pray, and you follow them up. Praise God. And this thing is the word of God that you use to do it. Because if you don't love them, you just be doing it to mark, register that I've done it. Because I did it. That's what I did. They gave me a list of people to follow up. It was an issue for me to follow up people, because I noticed that when you follow these people up, sometimes the response that they give you is bad. Some people, when you call them on the phone, that, hi, hello, good morning, or good evening, you're like, hey, what is it? They're not saying hello to you back, and it's your card that you're using. Praise God. Praise God. But then, if you lose sight of the goal, you see, you just leave them now. I beg, let's just leave this thing. Praise God. So, the love of God is very, very important. Meanwhile, he said to one of his disciples, if you love me, feed my sheep. So you see that there's a relationship between loving God and his people. So you can't say you love God and then you say you hate your brother. I think 1 John talks a lot about that. And I think that's where I've been reading 1 John. So I wrote here, I think that's so it is impossible to love God and hate your brother. That's 1 John 4 verse 8. So love is the key to evangelism. Before evangelism became easy to me, I was like, why will you just go and be, you know, you can have desire for something, but where did I put it there? What is desire of God? I have desire for evangelism, but when we went to the car park to do the evangelism, I just sat down and I was looking, I was like, thank God we usually do meeting before we go out. And then they were asking, does anybody have issue? And I was like, I feel like if I'm going out, I'm disturbing these people, because see this person, and this person just coming out of his room to go and get something. Eat. You don't know whether the person is going through a lot. You don't know whether the person has not eaten since morning or something. And the person is just going and you are going to one. And then, you know, our present Mama Squad, that now, like, said that she was going to now tell me that this thing, the reason why you are saying this thing is because you don't love them. And it's because you are being selfish. And the Bible says that love is not selfish, right? So if I truly, truly love them, right, I'll not be selfish. And at that point in time, I can claim that, I'm not a selfish person. But at that moment, I'm selfish. Praise God. So love is important. It's the key to evangelism. You need to have love for people. You need to be moved by compassion for them before you can, you know. Because if you don't love somebody, you will not tell the person that if you put your hand in the hot water, it will it will burn your hand to pillow. You get. But it's because you love that person. That's why. And so it's because we love. That's why we do evangelism. That's why we go out. That's why any opportunity you have with your friends, with your schoolmates, with your classmates, with people around, try as much as possible to, even in your conversations with people, try as much as possible to bring God into that conversation and preach to them and evangelize to them, because they are in need of it. If you really, really, really think about it, they are really in need of it. Praise God. Love is the cure for any heart issue, like jealousy, envy, bitterness, and so on. Like 1 Corinthians chapter 13 says that love is not boastful. So you are dealing with pride. We are dealing with haughty looks. You can ask God. You can ask the Holy Spirit to saturate the love of God in your heart. Praise God. And so I just run so we can pray. Love is the key to faith. When you love someone or something, you begin to have faith or believe in that person or thing. So it's the love of God that will make you to follow that person up. That will make me to follow that person up. Praise God. So it's when you have the love of God in your heart, when you love that person, when you have been, you know, drenched in the love of God, that is when you'll be able to pick up your phone and say, ah, this person that I preached to, this person must not go back to this sin. This person must come for service. This person must be consistent. This person must read his Bible. This person must do this. This person must do that. Praise God. It might look like hard work, but then that is love. Praise God. And if you really, really think about it, it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. So definitely after love comes sacrifice, comes a certain kind of death. But it comes with stress. Like, why will I send my son to die for these people? You get, when we can just stay and, you know, enjoy ourselves in this glory. But then love is not boastful, love is not selfish, love is kind. Praise God. So I also know that love is the basis for prayer. You can't really, really, really pray for people if you are not moved by love. Praise God. If I don't love you, I will not pray for you. And if you don't love me, you will not pray for me. The reason why I pray for my family members, the reason why I pray for them every morning when I wake up, is because I love them and they are always in my heart. Praise God. The reason why you pray for your pastors is because they are always in your heart. The reason why I will pray for Juwon is because I love Juwon. Praise God. So love is the basis for prayer. If you really, 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 really want to, how will I put it? You really, really want to, I don't know the word to use. I don't know if I should say be good at praying or be consistent rather or something. Is by love. Love for God's people. Praise God. And that's so that you know that our pastors really, really love us. They that they pray for us and they come, they preach, they fast for us, and you know, they go through a lot of sacrifice for us. Praise God. So love is everything you need to fulfill destiny and live as a Christian. You need to love God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. So when I wrote, I need to love God, it's because I noticed that this love for people, It doesn't just come like that. I notice that it's when people love God that they now do things for people. So love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul. And then the second is like it. You now love your neighbor as yourself. Praise God. So the first is to love God. So your own emphasis should be on loving God first. God, help me to love you. I want to love you. Because if I love God, I will know that I have to, you know, love what he loves. Praise God. That is souls. I know that I have to do evangelism. I know that I have to pray. Praise God. And meanwhile, this loving God is not, you know, I notice that it's not a matter of competition. You get, it's not by how this person is worshiping during service. You get, it's not by how this person is, you know, responding in the word. It's by loving God in your secret place, having intimacy with God, making sure that you and him, you meet so time, making sure that you read your Bible so that you can know him, making sure that you pray, you have conversations with the Holy Spirit. That's prayer too, having conversations with him. Sometimes when I want to pray, I don't really do the shabba stuff like that. It's just to sit and have conversations with him. There may be in that process, as we are going down the lane, you now start praying in other tongues. You now start praying fervently. And like that, you just notice that, 1 hour has gone. 1 hour, 30 minutes has gone. 2 hours has gone. That's how it is. And that's how we love on God. Praise God. And you now see that it's from that intimacy, it's from that place that when you leave that place, that you now have that prompting, you just find that energy. You just see that there's one strength to check up on this person, and you check up on that person. You just see that there's this strength to pray for this person, and you pray for that person. You just see that there's this strength. I remember there was one time before I went to school. I think I was just praying. I was just reading my Bible. So I was reading Ephesians and him. And I'll read Ephesians chapter 1, verse 1. I'll pray. I'll read Ephesians 2. I'll pray. That's what I was doing. So then, and now I was supposed to go and meet my dad. Was still staying at Ajumon. So I was supposed to go and meet my dad at Alagbule. And then, I didn't feel good doing it. You get? I just felt like maybe I should just do it. So it was really, I didn't play instrumentals. There was no music background like that. I was just doing it. And then, because I felt like I had not read my Bible and prayed. And then, when I left the house, when I got to the bus stop, I wanted to just take this thing straight back. But then I just felt like maybe I should walk. And then I started walking. And then I was walking. I was not doing anything. I was walking now. Make a wish where they go fast. But then, when I got to a point, it just like got me that pray in tongues now. As I walk, you just be praying in tongues. So I said, okay, let me pray in tongues. And then I was praying in tongues. And then I got to the main bus stop. Then, and I entered Keke. And then when I entered Keke, that was when it now came on me that, oh yeah, open your mouth and pray. Praise God. I did not preach. But then, I was fighting because I never done it before. And then I was like, I'm just, I'll let you open my mouth and preach. And it was so strong. You know when something disturbs you? And you can't really take it anymore. And then I was like, instead of preaching, who do you want to talk to? And then I just felt like maybe I should talk to one woman there. I said, hey, I've not spoken to. And then he gave me the word for the woman. And then I said that me, I can't go and meet this woman. No. The sign that he gave me was that when I entered the keke, the baby started crying. And then I looked at each other, I was like, this church, stop crying. And then I just, in the life, I was about it. You know when you just do something unintentionally. And then the child, as we were going, I just noticed that this child did not cry till when we came down from the keke. And then this woman came down, she didn't want to drop. She said, oh, talk now. I said, ah, I don't know what to say. How will I say it? So then this woman will come down. And then before got his voice of the woman said she was going to stop. Ah, Duma came down. Ay, and I feel very bad. I thought the keke driver, stop. Which I came down. I was there looking for the woman. I don't see the woman again. Where I dropped was not far from where the woman dropped. So like almost immediately, not really immediately, but I didn't see the woman again. Praise God. So loving the Lord is where it starts from. Praise God. So to love the Lord too, you also have to allow him love you. Right? You have to desire to come into his love and to know his love. There are so many scriptures that I wrote down, especially in First John. First John, but can we see what is in First John chapter 4, verse 19? 1 John 4, verse 19. Okay, he says, we love him because he first loved us. Praise God. So, this love that we're using to love him back is because he first loved us. It's because he first sent his only begotten son to die for us. Right? Praise God. So, it is not by our strength that we love him with all our hearts, with all our soul, and with all our mind. It is by his own strength. By the time I've received the love of God, by the time I know how much God loves me, I would have humbled myself and say, Jesus, I want to know you more. That's when I'm already loving on him like that. I want to know you more. That's when I'll now be going. I'll now be praying. Every day, I'll now be praying. Every day. I think that was how Ivan started my own when I gave my life to Christ. Before I joined this thing, GCC, I didn't know I was supposed to read my Bible or pray. Just surrender to God, and then I was just there. Oh, until I saw a message online. When I saw the message online, I was like, okay, oh, so I was supposed to read my Bible. Started reading my Bible. That's when I now started seeing some things. I was like, what is this inside this Bible? And I'll be carrying it to church. Praise God. So it's by loving on God that we have strength to love on other people. And to love on God himself is by being drenched in the love of God. If I know that God loves me, I will go. Is all of us want to go to the place that we are loved now. Nobody wants to go to the place that they'll be showing us Pepe. Nobody wants it. I don't want it. I want to go to the place that I'm being loved, where they will show me love. That's where I would like to go to. Praise God. I would like to go to the place where I will suffer. Right? So, it's by being drenched in the love of God. Allow God to love you. And how do we know the love of God? 1 John 5, verse 3. Quickly. 1 John 5, verse 3. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. So, how do we know him? How do we love him? It's by this, our Bible, by fellowship. That's what it means. Praise God. And so, I want us to pray. We're going to be praying, we're going to be asking that the love of God will be saturated in our hearts. Let's use Romans 5, verse 5. It says, now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. So can we just bow down our heads and genuinely ask the Lord, ask him for his love. Tell him that you want to love him. Just speak to him and be sincere. That the love of God will be saturated in our hearts. That we might know him. in the name of Jesus. Help me to come into your love. Help me to know your love. Help me to love you, Jesus. Help me to love you, Jesus. The whole thing about being on fire, being hungry, it all comes back to that love. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Andos calibre babasha de bregebush. Andas cabino baranda sege de bregebush calabra babasha. Andos ibrahende casi bregebusha de bregebusha babasha. That as from today, we will not do anything without your love. In the name of Jesus, that will be soaked, will be drenched in your love, in the name of Jesus. In your love that will find strength, oh God. Help us to love you. Help us, Holy Spirit. Saturate your love in our hearts, oh God. That we may love our brethren the way we ought to love them, oh God. In the name of Jesus. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. So Father, we thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for helping us. Thank you for your love. Thank you for dying for us. Thank you, Jesus. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen.